your number one hit station in town.
This is Arisha Sound, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
These actions don't stick, baby, 'cause my words got weight. We can't neglect the patience that it's gonna take. I'll swim through your mind, I will control you. Love the destination we'll ride to. This could be success.
I love you till the time was forced to slow down. I'd make you understand love the right way. I'd give you all of me to make you so proud. I'm begging for a shot, that is all I can say.
If you were mine,
never let you go.
If you were mine,
I'd hold you close to me. Yeah.
If you were mine,
I'd treat you like everything I
need. If you were mine.
And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Miles J. Thank you so much for joining us yesterday, my brother. And family, be sure to get his new album, God's Creation, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, this very talented vocalist, Lauren Emmers, captivating season 6 winner. My God, I can't believe it's been that long. BT's Sunday's Best, the captivating Tasha Page Lockhart, Lord have mercy, new hit single with me. So I want to thank you for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. We are broadcasting and streaming live via iHeartRadio, also on Spotify at LOTL The Zone. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and The Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio the super talented Tasha Park, Paige Lockhart. Mike Quaid, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and joining us today. Congratulations on your new single.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for your support of the single. It's just good to know that, you know, it's blessing people. And, you know, for so long, it was just me listening to it. So now... I'm not the only one that's listening to it now.
You know, I got to just mention as far as spending Sunday's Best, and I wanted to ask you, how do you feel your life has evolved during that time from a personal standpoint and also musically? Because we all talk about growth. So where have you seen yourself grow as a better person and also grow into a better artist?
You know, just something the late Jim Wright, who was the MD on Sunday Best. He was a music director on Sunday Best, but he was also known with his work with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And he did Open My Heart by Yolanda Adams, and he worked with Sounds of Blackness. So he told me something. He said, you have to get rid of this novice mentality that you have, like you're just a rookie, like you're just a beginner and you don't know what you're doing. And he was like, it's okay to be humble. He said, but get rid of that. He said, because you have a sound that people are going to try to emulate. He said, you have a unique sound and people are going to try to sing like you. He said, so embrace all of it. And so that's what I did. I took his advice and I really just started mastering my craft and learning how to communicate the lyrics. That's something I learned from Kirk Franklin. So picking up different things from different people over the years has really strengthened me and made me a better artist.
You know, life's journey can be incredible. We experience our ups and milestones, our roadblocks in life, but we managed to get through it. And for you, I vibe and I get the vibe from you and sense of you that a lot of your music now, especially listening to the new single, that you have incorporated a lot of your personal experience in this new single.
Yes, absolutely. So I like to say it like this. Different, my first single that we put out in 2014 was called Different, did very well. And that song was my story in Kirk Franklin's words. Why not me is my story and my
Why not me? I guess all of us at some point asked that. What are some of the things that you learned about yourself as far as the recording process of Why Not Me?
You know, learning how to sing in a different way where everyone can be involved and it can reach everyone. So I was having a conversation with my husband and I was so frustrated about my career and where I was in the industry. And he was just like, you know, stop limiting yourself and just writing songs for the church, write a song for the world. And so in order to do that, in order to reach the masses and to get other nationalities and, you know, different people to want to listen to your music, you got to sing it differently. You got to, I can't do a bunch of squalling and screaming and riffing and running and all. No, you got to, you almost got to dumb down your sound. You have to make it more commercial. And that means you got to bring it down. You got to scale it back, you know, sing it to where the average person that don't have an ear for music, that can barely sing on key, they'll want to sing along with it, riding in their car. Why? Because it's not intimidating them. It's not overdoing it. It's not so musical that it's just, you know, it's just overdoing it. So I don't want to just make music for singers and musicians for them to sit back and say, "Woo, that was nice. You killed that." No, I want to make music for the world. And so I had to switch up my sound a little bit, and it was challenging.
You know, it's amazing to me how gospel music has evolved over the last 20 years, where, I mean, and I'm dating myself a little bit, but that's okay. You know, where, you know, it was nothing going to a club and actually hear, you know, BB and CC Whining playing in the club, or Daryl Cole, God bless his soul. It was nothing to, you know, to hear that type of music evolve. For you, your music, as you said, it has evolved. And I got to tease you, got to get on you a little bit. I mean, you've provided us with a slice of cheesecake with the new single. When can we expect a full course meal, an album or EP from you?
You know, we were thinking about it. We've been talking, and it's maybe going to come later on in the year, maybe about September, probably late fall. We're just trying to get everything together, and hopefully everything will be open back up then, because, you know, I got to get out here and I want to come into the station. I'm used to the old way of promoting, you know, it's face-to-face. Phone calls are good, but I want to get in there with, you know, the program directors and the announcers and actually have that intimate, you know, experience with you all. And so we're looking forward to that. So that's what we're gearing for. And the name of it, I'm dropping the title. I'm dropping it on you right now. I'm dropping the title.
Right.
It's called Just Let Me Sing.
Just Let Me
Sing. That's what it's called.
Lord.
Just Let Me Sing. And it's a mixture of different types of music that have influenced me over the years. You know, many don't know, my grandfather was with Motown. He traveled with Berry Gordy. And so I got the Motown sound. I got the soul, you know. We grew up listening to Aretha. We grew up listening to all of that, Gladys Knight and Stevie Wonder and all. So that's all a part of me. So I'm going to be singing about love, life, pain, God. It's just a mixture of things, you know, and God has been so good to me over the years, and I've learned so many lessons, even through my relationships. And so those are some of the things that I'm going to think about. And I feel so free. I feel like God has really released me to be able to do this and still be able to reach people at the same time.
I'm looking for, see, now you have me just salivating, waiting for the new album. Waiting for the new album. But just FYI, once this pandemic is over with, you have an open invitation to come here to Houston. We would love to have you in the studio. I'm a huge admirer of your vocal prowess. I mean, you can, what they say, you can sing, you can, my Lord. You can sing, and I can see
thank
through
you.
Your music Oh, my pleasure, my love. You, it's something different, something special when you see an artist throw themselves into a particular song and feel it resonates. And some of your live performances, it's amazing how much you give of yourself as far as the level of transparency that you give through your music. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to become somewhat comfortable to show that kind of level of transparency to so many people, so many listeners who truly love your music?
Well, you know, I've been doing this professionally since I was 7 years old. You know, growing up in the industry up under my mom, she took me out on the road with Witness in 2002. And so I did one record with them called An Appointed Time. And just getting that on-the-job training with her, watching her, how she maneuvered, how she did her interviews, how she was transparent, her stage presence, you know, just watching her over the years. When I did Sunday Best, they started asking me questions, you know, during the interview saying, and this is all the way now, fast forward to 2013, asking me questions about my life and what's one thing that you can think of that happened traumatic in your life. And I literally had to sit there and think, and I had forgot that I was molested. You know how you bury something for so long? It was like, oh, wow, wait, that happened. And that's when I really started talking about it. And so I would say that's kind of what prompted me to start telling my story. And that's where the transparency started. In my ministry in 2013 when I won Sunday Best. And I do believe that one of the reasons why God chose me to be able to win and gave me a platform was because he gave me boldness and he knew that I would not be afraid or scared to open my mouth and tell what I have been through because I truly have overcome. So I think that's one of the main things that really keeps motivating me and giving me that push with the transparency.
How have you managed to remain so grounded and remain somewhat humble? I say somewhat humble because you definitely have an edge to you, which I love.
You got to have that edge. You know what I mean? You know, it's not arrogance, but it's just that confidence. Like, you know, you can say what you want to say. I already know what I'm going to bring to the table. When I get a microphone, it's on and popping. You know what I mean? So I love what I do. And I'm a believer, you know, and I believe in myself and in this gift that God has given me. But I stay grounded doing the things that every believer should be doing, which is prayer, fasting, reading my words, you know, giving, consistent in my tithing. You know, when all of this stuff happened with the COVID-19 pandemic, I was standing at the washing machine, washing a load of clothes, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, you don't have to fear. You're not going to go without because you have too much seed in the ground. So he's been sustaining me throughout this whole time when my concerts have been canceled. Because I already have so much seed in the ground, you know, so I serve at my local church where my husband is a pastor. Whatever I can find myself to do, I'm doing. If that means I got to be in the kitchen Sunday, if that means I got to wash cars, if that means I got to raise money, if I got to, whatever I have to do, that's what I find myself to do because I love God, I love ministry, and I love serving people. And it's just been in me since a child. So I think those are the things that keep me grounded and keep me humble.
You know what? I want to rewind a little bit. You mentioned about being in the kitchen. So let me ask you, during this brief intermission in time where you haven't been able to perform, have your culinary skills improved?
Well, my culinary skills was already 100. So I've always been able to throw down in the kitchen. But I'm able to do it much more now because I'm home. You know, usually I'm out 3-4 days of the week, almost every week. So, you know, being home like this, you know, I've been cooking almost every day. But that's what my husband likes and wants anyway. So he likes home cooked meals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah. Absolutely.
Lord have mercy. And for those who were tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the super talented Pastor Paige Lockhart. Lord have mercy. And family, I want you to be sure to stop her Instagram page. Show a lot of love, support. That's at instagram.com/ the one and only, of course, Tasha Paige Lockhart. And we're going to get in now with the new hit single, of course, Why Not Me, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Mm-hmm. when I look in the mirror, I see a girl, beautifully broken, perfectly flawed. I don't even know how I made it this far. And I'm asking myself questions like, why did I do it? Why did this happen to me? Then I said, you can get through it. You just have to believe what I do now. Gotta make it all count. So why not me? I'm the perfect person to go through this storm. It won't break me, it won't kill me, I'll move on. And then I'll come out even better than before. And I'll never see this place anymore. Cause my faith is getting stronger every day. I'm removing everything that's in my way. And the fact that I survived another day makes me say, why not me? Why not me? Why? One day I'm up, the next I'm down. Problems coming faster than I can count. Who can I run to? No one to talk to. Can somebody tell me what to do? Why did I do it? Why did it happen to me? You can get through it. You just have to believe what I do now. Gotta make it all count. So why not me? I'm the perfect person to go through this storm. It won't break me, it won't kill me, I'll move on. Then I'll come out even better than before. See this place anymore. Cause my faith is getting stronger every day. I'm removing everything that's in my way. And the fact that I survived another day. Oh, this is my moment. There's no turning back. It took me a while, but I have no regrets. I've given my all, letting go of the past. I'm not going.
Lord have mercy. Tasha Page Lockhart. new hit single, Why Not Me, available as we speak on all digital media outlets. Good Lord. And remember, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Tasha's Instagram page at instagram.com/TashaPage. Lockhart, we want our music shaken but never stirred. My queen, I got to ask you before I let you venture off onto other things.
Mm-hmm.
If we could get back in a time machine and Tasha could go back, let's say 13 years ago, and you had an opportunity to speak to that Tasha, what kind of words of wisdom would you provide to her looking going forward to be better prepared for the future?
I would say invest your money and save your money. I would say study your word more. I would say really get involved in education, you know, in your education, invest in your education. Those main three things are really the things that I would do. And really to consider, and I would say this to any young person, when you're making decisions as a young person, consider yourself 20 years down the line. Think about the person, if you're 19, if you're 20, if you're 21, think about your 40-year-old self and consider, like, you know, you're going to change. You're going to evolve as the time goes by. And so you have to consider that, you know, things will change. Life will change. The world will change. And you got to put things in place and prepare for the future. So those are the things that I would tell myself.
Oh, and before I forget something, I happy belated birthday to you, my queen. You still look 21,
thank
my love.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I had that. You know, my birthday was March 21st, so that was like right at the beginning of all of the shutdown. I was set in the house in my pajamas on the couch my whole birthday. I was like, oh, what a bummer. But next year, we're going to do it big.
Lord, much continued success. And again, I cannot wait to have an opportunity to meet you and come down. You didn't come down to Houston and be here in the studio to have you perform. We're really looking forward to doing that, okay?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it as well. Thanks for all your support. And thank you to all of the listening audience for your support of the new music. We're also doing a challenge right now. So we're doing the Why Not Me challenge. So sing your best version of Why Not Me. Download the song. Why Not Me, sing your best version of it. We have a snippet. If you go to the link in my bio, there's a snippet of the instrumental that you can download, and you can sing along with that. And post it, tag me in it at Tasha Page Lockhart, and then use the hashtag Why Not Me Challenge.
You got it. So it is written, so it shall be done. Thank you so much, my queen. Have a blessed day, and take care of yourself this weekend, okay?
Okay, you do the same. Thank you very much.
All right. The super talented Tasha Page Lockhart here in the zone of LOTO. Right now, family, we've got to take a little quick two. Got to pay some bills. As Brown once said, pay the cost to be the boss, even when you're vibing with the teddy bear in the zone of LOTO Radio.